News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. They said the rain was just going to pass on through, but I don't know. It seems to be sticking around a little longer than they said. This time we have in the studio for our Santa Rosa County update. I'm happy to see him again. Andy Anderson is here. He is our veterans, service officer. Is that correct, Andy?
Veteran service. That's correct.
Veteran service officer. And I guess we have a lot to talk about considering we're in the midst of a government shutdown. Veterans Day is right around the corner. We've got parades coming up. We've got events. Tell us, give us an update on what's happening for our veterans in Santa Rosa County.
Well, we're opening for business and everything since we're county employees and everything. And we're looking forward to seeing people. And we just wanted to go over some of the things that people had questions that we get calls about.
Yes, for sure. Probably your phone's ringing off the hook right now, I would imagine.
It gets busy at times, yes.
Yes, sir.
And so maybe we can answer some of those questions with the shutdown and the furloughs. Well, we can try to clear some things up for veterans and what we can and can't do with state, federal, mm-hmm. and county employees.
Okay.
So the first thing we're looking at was that with the shutdowns is the medical aspect of it.
Yes. Please fill us in on that. Because it's confusing and we're getting lots of misinformation. It's hard to know what's fact and what's not. So fill us in.
Yeah. Most of the clinics and of course, the Joint Inventory Center in Pensacola over there by Corey Station and everything, they're open for business.
Oh, good. Okay.
They're not being affected at all with that. And
that's good news.
Yeah. The outpatient, it's just open for business. Of course, you got to make your appointment and everything like that. And we'll go into details a little bit later if we have time about the healthy vet aspect for the computer program about making appointments.
Oh, good.
Or calling and everything like that. So the VA center's they're busy.
Yeah, they've always been busy, that's for sure. But the good news is they're open for business.
Yes, and the hospitals and stuff like that.
Excellent. That's great news.
And stuff. So, and also, our aspect of it is the compensation and pension and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing, everything like that. And we submit claims and stuff like that, and it's going into the VA benefit system. And they're still processing the claim.
Oh, good. That's good news. Okay, very good.
And it's slower a little bit. It's tied into a little bit of the furlough, but it's mm-hmm. still being processed, mm-hmm. Pretty fast for VA.
Yeah. What about your call centers? And are there numbers folks can call?
Yeah, well, that's still the same one. The primary call number is 1-800-MY-VA, 411 numbers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're still functioning. Some of them, we'll get to the ones that are closed a little bit, but the suicide prevention line and stuff like that, the main numbers are still open and stuff like that, providing services.
And there is a veterans crisis line too, correct?
Yes, there is.
What's that number?
Oh, that's down here. Let's see. VA hotline is 1-800-827-1000.
Okay. And then the crisis line looks like it says dial 988, press 1, and it's open 24/7.
Correct.
And that's an important number to have.
Yes.
Okay.
And they can help you with a lot of things like that. And also Santa Rosa, they have the 211 number for the local area around here that can also help veterans and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good to know as well. Great. Okay.
So they'll get resources to you and they have available and all three counties around the local areas and stuff like that.
Great. Well, we're talking with Andy Anderson. He is the Veterans Services Officer for Santa Rosa County. So if you have any questions, feel free to text them in at 850-437-1620. The good news is, sounds like our VA hospitals and the call centers are open. So that's very good news.
Yes, and periodically people call about burials and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still scheduling the burials and the ceremonies and stuff like that to help families out. And there's a number you can call for that. Most of the funeral homes around here also are aware of how to do that. So they take most of the stress away from the families at that time, and they organize that for them, which is really nice. They're good at that.
That's
especially
very
at that
helpful.
Time of life.
Yes, absolutely. So the good news is those things are still going forward.
Yes. And the Board of Appeals, which is their court system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very tedious and long period of time, but they're still processing the claims through that. And they're backed up, as you could imagine, in the court system and that. So.
Yeah, that may not go away for a while.
Yes.
So
they're still moving along, but there is a wait for
At
those.
Least they're moving. This is, the good news.
They're
okay.
They're not stopped or anything like that. So.
Okay. So there might be a few things that are closed, however, and you had mentioned there might be a couple of things. Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, the transition program. That's our military people personnel that are transitioning out.
Okay.
There's several of those programs that they might run into, and that's kind of geographically located.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have a one-day program and a couple of day programs, and they can be made up by the local command.
Gotcha.
So it's a hit or miss on those.
Okay. Is that affected by the shutdown, or is that kind of the way it always is?
kind of with the shutdown, but also local commands also.
I see.
Some will pick it up. Some have officers there, which are also state employees that are there at the local commands.
I see.
And some are filled, some are not, and some are just picked up by what they're requesting them to come in to speak to our servicemen and ladies who are being transitioned out of the military.
Okay.
And that is very, very helpful. I recommend anybody has the opportunity to do that. They need to attend those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that helps them tremendously when they're getting out on the benefits that they're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important is filing their claims before they get out. It's like 90 to 180 days out. It's benefits before discharge.
Right.
And I encourage them to do that.
They need to be proactive about it. Definitely. Right, and do it ahead of time, not wait till you're already out.
Oh, no. Well, that they can do also. But
that doesn't be a lot easier if you take care of it about 90 days ahead of time, right?
It never ends.
That's right. Okay.
It never ends.
Okay.
And education benefits also. There's a hotline that they could do for the GI Bill and stuff. That'll be closed kind of right now because that's also federally funded and that could affect them also.
So that would be but it's temporary.
Correct.
Hopefully temporary. Okay.
Now the state may also have some stuff they could help them with also.
Okay. Very good.
And also our universities also have veterans, officers type people there working with the states and they're very helpful also.
Right. Right.
So when they're in school, they should go by those. Most of, our universities around here have people stationed there. So
don't work specifically with veterans. And
yes.
You can help with the GI Bill, help with anything like that.
Definitely. And they're at our universities also. So they should swing by there and talk to those because they're very, very knowledgeable in the GI Bills, transition programs that they could use to also help with their education benefits and also grants.
Right. Okay.
To help get that education cost down a little bit.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference today because it has gotten expensive.
Yes.
It has gotten expensive.
And especially ones that are rated like 100% permanent in total, they can get a lot of their, or all of their costs waived.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
That's fantastic. Okay. And so what are some of a couple of the other things maybe that we might have a little difficulty right now that's temporary? I think you have a note here, public affairs, and some of the unfunded outreach to veterans might cease.
Yeah, the transition programs, the main ones, the outreach for the community, the faith-based organizations and stuff like that are federal and stuff. They could be hindered a little bit. It's not that well around in this area too much that you would see too much because it's picked up by the counties a lot in the states. So that helps a lot with those areas like that, but they could see some of those being pulled back a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay. And the number that people can call, is, why don't we give that out again in case somebody just joined us, because we're talking with Andy Anderson. He's a Veterans Services Officer, and the 1-800 number is so valuable.
Yeah. The 1-800-827-1000, that's the main VA number they can call.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the suicide prevention lines and that other ones that are listed on the website.
Okay. And then there's the 1-800-MY-VA-411.
Correct.
That's a good one, too. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we will be back with our Santa Rosa County update, talking to Andy Anderson, with Veteran Services Officer, with lots of information for us. So we'll be back, and if you do have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have in the studio this morning Andy Anderson. He's a Veteran Services Officer with Santa Rosa County. For our Santa Rosa County update, we do this all the time on our show. We've got an interesting topic coming up next that we were just discussing in the break. This was one that I only discovered recently, but this is something everybody can use. Andy, talk about logging in. and the options we have and how important it is to go ahead and get yourself logged into the government websites.
One of the main things for VA is the va.gov. When you try to log into it, you got two options. You got an IDMe account that you can have, or, of course, the login.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be through a PIV card.
Mm-hmm.
So your IT would help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of us, it's IDMe.
Right. It's ID.me, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And there's a little button you would push to create an account.
Mm-hmm.
And you would need to have read it first. Always read ahead.
And there you go.
And it'll advise you of some of the information you might need to have with you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that information with you when you do it.
Okay.
And information like email, have your password written out for what you want to use, and also your driver's license, passport, whatever you need to have information like that. Because once you start it, it's a click and fill all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a vendor that goes through and it verifies who you are, and it goes in quite detail in the vetting process, which is good.
Right.
Because it identifies you are, so nobody could steal your identity.
And it's a private, secure account, of course.
And it's the way the government is letting a vendor that they contract with give you access to the government system.
Okay.
VA.gov. Mm-hmm. Also, Social Security can use it. IRS uses it. And other government facilities and private does it also when you look into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very helpful system. You might as well start using it now, because eventually I imagine a lot of different systems will be using it.
So it's called ID.me.
ID.me.
Okay.
You can Google it and see what it's like, or you can go to VA.gov and you'll see the two ways to log in right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I use it for some of the systems that I help veterans with also.
So. Okay, so it's good for veterans and non-veterans.
Yes.
So it's for everybody, and there's no age restrictions. It's not just for seniors, for example. It's anybody.
Yeah, so veterans getting out, mm-hmm. if they don't have a government job where they have a PIV card they can use,
uh-huh.
they can use ID.me also.
Okay, this is great. This is great to know about. I was telling Andy, I really didn't know about it until I started looking into some things, and I was surprised because clearly I could have been involved with this and gotten great information from it many years ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. Yep. So this is a VA, the ID.me.
Yes. And it's when you log into it, it has extra layer of protection and everything, just like most of the newer ones have right now.
Uh-huh.
So you have to have requirements, like you have to have a phone, because mm-hmm. it'll send you a code that you come up to, and you'll have to type it into the system, and then that'll recognize who you are.
So it's that double security that they do now with the ID code.
Yes.
Which is always good. Okay.
And then when you're going through, if you need help, of course, it has a number you can call,
mm-hmm.
and it says that ID.me vetting expert will help you go through the process and everything
okay.
like that.
Okay, great.
So you take your picture with your ID, and you scan the barcode in the back of it. So mm-hmm. it's a pretty secure system.
Okay, that
and
sounds good.
Like that.
Okay, and then what does that lead you to, let's say, for a veteran? How does that help?
Well, once you actually get into the system and you go into VA.gov, it's create account for the ID.me, and that'll walk you through it. And it's fairly easy to follow if you have the documents and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
which most people are computer savvy. And we'll also, if we have time, we'll help veterans that are not computer friendly mm-hmm. in the office. We'll try to do that also.
Kind of walk them through it.
Yeah.
And then do you have access to then your VA, your health benefits through that site?
Well, the first thing you go into is VA.gov.
Okay.
And that's the main program that you'll go into. And what that does is allow you to view your claims.
Mm-hmm.
And you can file for disability online if you feel comfortable doing that. So you can start a claim with VA. So if you want to file for, let's say you hurt your knee in the military.
Right.
You can file a claim for that. So you can do the mechanical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's more than just filling out the paperwork and submitting a claim.
Okay.
There's a lot of people who do that. Because
mm-hmm.
you got to also understand that you have to have evidence and processing going through of it to make sure the claim is successful.
Okay.
And that's where you may want to reach out and get help, because a lot of people will come up with, well, I read on the internet about so-and-so and mm-hmm. this organization and stuff like that. And there's good and bad.
Right.
And if people want to use them, I advise, that's great if they want to. But I would do my due diligence and check and make sure, you know, good and bad.
Right, of course. So, Andy, this is you work at the Veterans Services offices for Santa Rosa County?
That's correct.
So where is that located? Can I come in and make an appointment to talk to you if I've got questions or need help getting on the internet or opening my account?
Yeah, we have walk-ins, but we also encourage you to call and make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is area code 850-981-7155.
Say that number one more time just in case somebody wants to write it down.
Okay, it's area code 850-981-7155.
And where are you located?
We have two offices.
Okay.
I'm scheduled at the south end, right next to the zoo, down there on Highway 98.
Oh,
across
I think I know where that. Yes, I think I know where that is. Okay.
Every morning I walk in, I hear the hyenas laughing at me. I'm kind of wondering why they're laughing, but that's okay. They get to
laugh.
They
know something you don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They're laughing all the way to the bank, as
yeah.
they say.
And the Northway End is up there. It's right off Avalon Boulevard. They're on Old Baghdad, where it comes into 90.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the north end is.
Okay. What are your hours?
We're open for walk-ins from 9 to 4, or okay. 9 to 3, but mm-hmm. our office is open from 7:30 to 9, 4,
mm-hmm.
and that's by appointment.
Gotcha. Okay. So the appointments you can get in a little earlier.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
And we'll take the walk-ins as time allows us.
Okay. And then I'm looking on something here in your notes says, My Healthy Vet. What is that?
Okay. That is the healthcare app.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
So what that does, if you file your claim and you want to look at your benefits, your pay, and everything like that, is va.gov.
Okay.
That is the compensation aspect, and also education benefits and stuff like that. And it's drop-down menus.
Mm-hmm.
The most important part, one of them is underneath your profile, you can get letters.
Oh, okay.
Which is really nice. So if you for your taxes, because Florida Constitution has benefits for your taxes if you're a disabled veteran.
Okay.
And it has a letter in there, a benefit summary letter that you can print out, take it to your property tax, and you may get discounts on your property tax, depending on if you're 100% or if you're over the age of 65.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read those in property tax appraisers, and that's the letter they're looking for that.
Gosh, wow, that's really helpful. Okay, we're going to go down this list for a few more pointers. Andy has a plethora, my favorite word, of information that is helpful to all of us. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Pep Talk. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back after the break. This is Pep Talk, talking to Andy Anderson for our Santa Rosa County update. He's Veterans Services Officer for the county. So tell us again what is available now, because a lot of things are open.
Yes, the medical aspect of it, the compensation is definitely open right now for people filing claims and making appointments for their provider and stuff like that. We just have a few minutes, like you were saying, for the My Healthy Vet, which is actually the medical aspect of it with your provider. So when you go into that app, which I encourage everybody to do, is that you can make appointments. You can get medical refills through that if you have prescriptions to the VA. If you have, depending on what group you are, and what they do is classify you based off your disability and your ratings and everything. Mm-hmm. You may or may not have copays. You can pay copays through the app and everything. You have secure messaging if you want to send something to your provider that way. Or you can request stuff through that. And they're very punctual in doing that.
And this is all on the app, which is great.
Yes.
So where do you go to download the app?
You just go, and you go to va.gov, right underneath your name, it says My Healthy Vet.
Okay.
Or drop down My Healthy. There's two or three places where you can click it, and it takes you to there. Of course, you got to fill an application out.
Right.
It's a 1010 EZ. There's always paperwork to get there.
This is veterans and military after all.
It's paperwork. So
okay.
Once you fill that and you get access to it, you can also download your medical records. So if you have a doctor out in town, because you can have both, you can download your app, or you can have him access and take it to him as a PDF.
Right.
And have him look at the, you know, share information back and forth. So, you know, two doctors can get opinions on that.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can request medical supplies, hearing aids.
Oh, wow.
CPAP replacement filters and stuff like that. All that through the app. So people who've been calling the VA trying to make appointments and waiting in line, trying to, you know, hearing that music and everything, you can schedule appointments right through there.
So this is much better than calling.
Yes.
Yes, you mentioned that sometimes you get sent to Biloxi, right?
It can roll over to Biloxi, and people have made appointments and found out their appointments in Biloxi instead of Pensacola.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Okay, what's the number again for here locally, for your offices in Santa Rosa County?
To contact us in Santa Rosa County, you dial 850-981-7155, and they'll be able to help you make appointments and answer any questions you may have on that.
And the good news, the VA hospitals and clinics are open.
They are, and the county employees and all the counties around here are able to help you.
Thank you so much, Andy, with the Veterans Services here in Santa Rosa.